You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. Good afternoon, everybody in sunny California. You know what it's like when I get up in the morning and I'm like, man, what am I going to do today? Oh, shit. I got a guest. I got to tape a show. And today I got Christian Soraka and one of his awesome sponsors, Island Cannabis, with us today on the Wake and Bake Show. What's going on, my brother? How you doing today?
What's up, boss? How you doing? I'm doing good.
Good, man. Nice weather today, right?
Oh, it's perfect.
Definitely good weather to start puffing, get the morning going, doing what you got to do. For all the people that are out here listening, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
So my name's Christian Soraka. I am a professional skateboarder. I've been traveling around the world doing skateboard contests and events for the last 15 years. I moved out here to LA like 10 years ago, and it kind of got me started into other aspects of skateboarding stuff. I do like stunt work and do like commercial and movie stuff now. Yeah,
stunt work.
So it's any way you can make a buck, but as long as I'm on my skateboard, I'm happy doing it.
So skateboard stunt work though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We gotta make sure we clarify that a little bit, right?
Yeah, I'm not out there tightrope walking.
So how long have you been, obviously interested in skateboard your whole life? And give me a little breakdown. When did you decide to jump into the industry and do the things that you're doing?
So I was like 12 when I really started skateboarding and it started clicking for me. At like 13 and a half, I kind of started realizing that I was getting a little bit better than like the kids around my area. And so I would come out to visit my dad for a couple weeks of the summer out here in California. Being as I grew up in Utah, it was kind of hard during the winter to keep skateboarding with the snow and everything. But I would come visit him during the summer, and I ended up skating with a local skate shop out here, and they said that they wanted to sponsor me, and it just blew my mind because I was like, wow.
This was at 12?
I was 13, yeah.
13, okay.
So it was like a little shop sponsor, but I was just blown away that somebody from California saw this little Utah kid, and I was like, wow.
That's cool.
This might mean something.
Do you think that there's like a prejudice, though, even about that? If you're from somewhere, like, shit, he ain't from Cali. He can't skate no good. You know?
Right.
Do you think that really is the attitude like that sometimes?
That was in my head as a 13-year-old because I thought anybody good comes from California.
I could understand that. Okay, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
So after that, I got sponsored. I went back home to Utah and just was bragging to my friends all day. I got a sponsor in California. Like, you guys don't even know.
Now, what is, for those who've never been in the industry, what does that mean? Okay, I got my sponsor. What does that mean? You're 13. Fucking guy comes up to you, he's like, yo, what's going on, bro? Like, what, explain to me what went down.
So he came, it was actually a local shop. It was a surf and skate shop in Redondo Beach that I had gone into
a couple times. So let's do a shout out.
Yeah.
What is the place?
So it's called Soul Performance.
Still around or now?
I actually saw it was still around a couple days.
Shout out to Soul Performance.
Yeah, my boy Mark over there. It's been years, but what's up, Mark?
What's up, Mark? How you doing, bro? And then he gave you your first break, essentially, cash-wise. What did he give you back then at 13?
So at 13, I got like 5 t-shirts, a bunch of stickers, and a couple skateboards, and I thought my life was made for years.
Oh, bro. So what was the first skateboard that he gave you?
It was an Enjoy board, actually. It was a Mark Johnson Enjoy board, and I think I still have it, but I will remember it forever.
What kind of design was it?
It was their classic Enjoy board, and it had like a little orange weird character on it, but it was all white, and it had this tiny little orange character like crawling across the line, and then it just said a little bubble above it said Mark Johnson, and for some reason I thought it was so rad.
And you said you got more than one. What was the other?
Like his local shop boards that he made that said Soul Performance on them.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
And how long before you busted those things up?
I went from probably skating 2 hours a day to skating 8 hours a day after thinking that I was hot shit at the time.
Okay, nice. And then what happened from there then on? Give me a little chronology.
So the way skateboarding sponsorship works is kind of like if you were to compare it to like playing high school baseball, then going to college, and then turning pro for the Cubs or something. It's like back then that was like my making the high school team as a 13-year-old.
So 13, you're rocking it on the fucking team like a pimp, right?
And then
doing your thing.
When you start to get more established, those shops have relationships with the bigger companies like the Vans and the Volcoms and stuff. And so their representatives will look at your tapes, and if they think that you're a good enough fit to be what they call flow, you get flowed product from one of those big companies, and that's kind of like...
And does it flow for how long?
That's up to you. It depends on how good you skate.
Okay, so, and what was the first, like, major one that you got that you're like, oh, yeah, like, what was the...
It was back in the day, I was, like, 15, and Audio Shoes and Planet Earth Clothing.
Okay,
so Audio Shoes. Tony Hawk's Planet brand.
Earth. Okay, shout out to, obviously, the legend Tony Hawk, and those who don't know... or haven't seen his video game and stuff ever all these years, you might be in a small cave somewhere on a different
under some rock
in a different continent. But that's pretty cool. So that means, in essence, he got noticed to you, right? Because of that, inadvertently, right?
Essentially, like, yeah, right. through the grapevine, basically.
And how old was he at that time?
That was still after the 900, so he was probably like 35 at the time.
Okay, so old school,
still older guy,
laid back pimp, checking out the young guys,
yeah,
seeing what they're doing. Got your first clothing thing with him, and then what happened after that?
So that led on to me coming out to California more and more, because that company would be like, hey, are you out here? We're doing this, we're doing that, we need photo shoots. And the more and more you're around those companies, the more and more they want to bring you on to be an official part of the family.
So that's cool. And when you do these photo shoots and you get all these pictures of you throughout the years, is that something that you own, or do the skateboard companies own the rights to, let's say, your images, or is it only at certain events, or who, like, controls your personality, I guess?
So, like, depending on what what company I'm doing the event with or the photo shoot for, usually they own the rights to the photos because they pay the photographer to come out and do the shoots.
Absolutely.
But I've never had a problem not being able to get the photos back
from anybody.
Or they
hook you up or this.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's all about content. They want you to post it as well.
And have you cataloged a lot of shit throughout the years and stuff?
I do, yeah. My mom's got closets full of, like, old...
You know mom's got every motherfucking thing,
right?
That's for sure.
When I first moved out here, my first job that I got was actually as a Kohl's model for the Hawk brand.
Oh,
and
that's
so,
crazy.
It was super random.
Skateboarding
but,
to Kohl's model. Now,
I got so much shit for that.
That's what I was about to ask. Like, you getting clowned like crazy on that one for a little bit?
Skateboard community don't like that.
Other people, like, you know, mom and stuff is like, oh, look at him. He looks so nice. And,
oh, yeah. She's collecting these 10-foot posters of myself in her wall.
That's fucking great.
But, I mean, my landlord at the time wasn't mad. I was fresh off the boat from Utah, and I was like, how the hell am I going to pay $1,000 a month for rent? And then all of a sudden, this company is like, we'll give you $2,000 to take your photo for the day. I was like, I think I could do this.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good deal right there.
Right?
And then there were a lot more of those to come probably right throughout the years and stuff.
Yeah,
so
definitely snowball effect.
Cool. And you pretty much skating, like, on the daily, or what's the situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a training regiment. If you want to take it serious,
do you have, like, a half pipe even at your cribby or anything, or something of the equivalent, or is there a place, like, you roll to, or what's the deal?
Yeah, so I lived in between two really good skate parks here in the valley, and then I have, like, a box and a flat bar that was provided by, I skate for a ramp company actually called OC Ramps. Shout out Tyler
and
OC Ramps.
Shout out to OC Ramps.
But they're down in Orange County, and they make, like, custom quarter pipes, half pipes,
rails.
Tight.
And so if someone wanted to have, like, a half pipe and toss that in the back of their fucking place, what are we talking about as far as, like, what would that cost? Do you have any idea or not?
Oh, yeah. It's way more reasonable than you would think, actually.
Okay.
So the way they do it, it's like an IKEA prefab kit. You can put the whole thing together with a screwdriver if you want to. Everything pieces together. It's like pre-drilled, pre-cut, but like the starting base, we have full half pipes that are like mini garage size ones for like $800. And then we've built some crazy custom ones for these dudes up in Silicon Valley that just have Buco bucks, and they're like $50,000-$60,000 ramps that are just crazy.
Wow. That's fucking cool. So on the Wake and Bake show, since you and I have been hitting a little oil, what do you like to jam to, bro? What artist or song that you wake and bake for? That's one of the things we do here on the Wake and Bake show. Is I'm always interested what somebody likes to jam to.
I mean, I'm big on the classics, of course. Jimmy, Motley Crue's always been a favorite of mine. Go wrong with Wiz Khalifa.
All right,
that's definitely a good morning smoke show.
Let's see, yeah, for sure. We'll throw Wiz on too, but let's see. Just to go back, because you said that. Motley Crue. Let's Let's do a little doctor feel good.
That's what I'm talking about.
While we smoke a little bit of the oil, shout out to my boys at Double Barrel for their custom crazy ass motherfucking pieces they do. And today we have a wonderful other guest from Island Cannabis. And why don't you give a shout out and say hello?
Hello, everyone. I'm Erica Cool, and I'm the brand manager for Island.
Nice.
Very cool.
Happy to be here.
And Christian, you're also a sponsor of Island, right?
Correct. Yeah, they put me on the team about a year ago, and it's been nothing but positive vibes
now,
since
see,
then.
To be on the team of, and everybody's like, what is Island? Are they, is it music? Is it, no. We're talking about some fucking killer cannabis.
Yes.
That I even was excited when I heard these guys were coming in. And what they do is they had the ingenuity, because, you know, all over the United States, a lot of states are going recreational and, you know, half the country's medical.
Yep.
But, and you get pre-roll joints everywhere, all over. But how come you never see them in a cigarette? Like, literally in the same thing as a cigarette with a filter and stuff like that, because you would think that when the big players like Marlboro and everybody else are going to come into the industry, they're not going to have joints. They're going to have fucking cigarettes. And it is actually very difficult to do a cigarette and to create a filter and to actually be able to put the cannabis in it and let it burn right. But you guys, amazingly, figured out how to do it.
Yes, it took some time, but we finally got it figured out, and it's a great product. It really is.
Yeah, so, I mean, the fact that, and it's a way different experience.
Very different.
Way different experience when you smoke. If I had a joint of my bombest weed, and we rolled it up in a joint, and put a little paper filter on the back, you know, like the little tips like you get everywhere, and you took one of these Island, literally what I would call a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Cannabis cigarette. Whatever you want to term it.
And you smoke it through.
Now let me ask you, is it a hemp filter?
It is. It's an FDA-approved hemp filter.
To a hemp filter.
Woo.
And it really gives a way different taste. It truly filters out the stuff that is not good for you.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of tar that you get in joints in general.
Yeah, and so we haven't really done any scientific proving of exactly what it's blocking, but it's definitely blocking some of those nasty chemicals that you otherwise would be getting through a regular filter. My comparison between our cigarettes and a joint would be if you were to roll your own hand-rolled cigarette with tobacco, the way that would hit versus if you buy a pack of cigarettes is going to be a very similar feel to our joints versus our pre-rolls. Is there
a big difference between someone who rolls a hand cigarette and a cigarette? Or are they?
I would say it definitely hits harder because you don't have.
If it's hand done, it hits harder.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh no shit, really? I didn't know.
Christian, you could probably talk to that.
Yeah, I mean, I did smoke cigarettes for a couple years back in the day.
And just as a note on that, that's one of my favorite things about Christian working with us is that his background story for how he quit smoking cigarettes. So,
using cannabis.
You want to touch on that?
Yeah, let's talk about that for sure.
But I think that. Just because you get more airflow through the non-hemp filter, you get a little better hit. I think the cigarette's more for like that like slow, like relaxed hit. And like the pre-rolls, you can kind of just rip it real hard almost.
Right. It's going to be much harder to hit. And the way I also explain our premiums is it's going to be like more of a lift. So it's something that you're going to do when you're out and about, you're at a concert, you're kind of looking for a discreet.
So you have different. Let's talk about this. You want to grab, Mike, these over here? Let's take a look at each one of these things we got here. We've got the Island Premium, which is in a box, and then you have the Island Mini. So it's kind of like a mini joint, right? That's the difference.
So it's the flower that you see in our jars is the flower that goes into our pre-rolls. With the premiums, we add a little bit of sugar leaf, so that's kind of the 2 years of playing around in the kitchen for what's going to make this like burns consistently, and that was adding the sugar leaf. It really helps with the consistency of the burn to keep it even. And then the pre-rolls, they're just straight.
Now this smells like very similar to what people are calling the Jack Herrera, or kind of has a little bit of the train wreck smell in it, actually.
Yeah, old I believe school. That's maybe Black Jack.
Yeah, see Jack. Yeah, I didn't even know. That's when you know
he's
your
got
boy.
The nose.
Your boy's got the nose, and yes. I can tell.
So all of our flower is indoor.
Black Jack. So is that blackberry Kush or something crossed with the Jack, or you have no idea? Or,
I'm we'd have to honest, bring in someone else no from idea. Ireland
on that particular question.
Yes, sir.
We have the beautiful brand manager, but not probably the cultivator, obviously, right?
No, I'm getting better, though, I will say.
Yeah, smell this stuff.
I've always been a smoker, but learning the
real strong.
Oh, wow.
The real science behind it.
So that's tight. So you have it. Yeah, that's great, man.
So we've got all across the boards. We've got the mini joints, which are 0.5, and it comes in a pack of five. And then
now,
we've got
were
the
you
classics.
Doing mini cigarettes though, or you were right, or you weren't?
Nope. They're just,
so
just,
these are
just
kind of like a joint. But if you want the premium, that's the one you're going to get actually with a cigarette style filter and look.
Yes. So the premiums are our cigarette.
Now is that is that an eighth? You get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So
they're about 0.75 grams a joint, and so it's five joints. So.
And what does that go for wholesale? Or are you allowed to say what or no? Or can you say
really
retail? Or I guess what is the range?
It's between like 30 and 35.
Okay.
It really depends on the location. And
that's what they sell it for is 30 to 35.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's that's not bad.
No, it's super reasonable.
You know, especially because it's chronic, it's definitely a good price for sure.
Yes.
And are you in a lot of the dispensaries around Southern Cali?
Yeah.
Are you Northern Cali? Like, where, if some of the tourists come into town, can they go into WeHo, into one of the four over there and pick
Absolutely.
It up?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've got all of the all the retail locations that
You're
we're
over
in.
Over at AHS
in,
or no?
We are.
Dina's.
Yes,
yeah. Shout out to Dr. Dina.
Yes.
Go check out AHS. You guys in Zen?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
But
MedMen?
Maybe soon. MedMen, we will be in there. They are just placing their order now, so we will be
so
in all of the MedMen locations.
That means out of all the four in West Hollywood, fuck them all, go to Dina and go get your islands from
her. We love
her.
Oz over there.
Absolutely.
And then like you were saying earlier, the whole recreation thing is so big now. There's a big company that they work with now. It's called Ease. And it's like...
Yeah, I know Ease. Shout out to Jason Pinsky and all my boys over there.
Yeah. So they're one of their bigger...
So they deliver for you guys
so
to Ireland, too?
So we're statewide with Ease. So
okay, that's great.
We also have retail locations up in NorCal.
And what does that mean? Well, that means if you're living in the state of California, that means you can get your Ireland cannabis joints delivered to your ass right at home.
You're 21 and over.
And make it real fucking easy if you're 21 and over.
Too
easy.
Yeah.
That's great.
So we definitely had a little bit of a drawback with getting into retail just because we had pre-rolls last year was the main product that we had, and because the dispensaries were able to roll their own joints.
Yeah.
It was hard for us to sell.
They can't do these fucking, that's right. The trick. Everybody's like, that can be easy to do. No, it's not that easy. it's not that easy. And I've actually been looking around the country to a couple of different guys to do that for celebrity brands. So. I'm very happy you guys came in, and we I did meet you guys at a few parties and stuff, and definitely knew. But let's get back to a topic that I think is actually pretty good. But before we do that, what song do you or group do you jam to when you wake and bake?
Oh, well, right now I went to the concert last night, and I may be going again tonight. Post Malone.
Okay.
The new album is. I just can't stop listening to it.
All right, Post Malone. Shout out to Post Malone. And he's playing at the Hollywood Bowl, right?
He is. And I went last night, and it was absolutely amazing.
She's been in the works to get him off cigarettes using Island.
I would
by
love
the way.
To.
That would be great.
I don't think.
That would be great.
Oh, I have high hopes, but.
You got to have high hopes, but who knows, you know?
It's
but
the best
shout
way
out,
to do
shout
it.
Out to anybody who does get off cigarettes and then. Weeks their way to using cannabis because it is a healthier.
And a note on that, we're working on getting a good CBD strain to put in our premiums that will really, it'll be even better for helping to quit smoking cigarettes because it'll really, it'll be the complete oral fixation that everyone wants in cigarettes and
Absolutely.
Will not get them high. So those people that say, I can't chain smoke weed cigarettes or else I'm just going to be blazed out of my mind. Well, hopefully the CBD will be able to... fix that.
Yeah, that's great. There's a lot of people that enjoy smoking CBD, but you got to make sure that the CBD strain is good, because
exactly.
some of them fucking do not taste good.
That's the whole. And with the sugar leaf already, I mean, I don't know if you've gotten a chance to try one, but when you have a chance to try one, some people say that it does somewhat taste like they're. Is tobacco in there, and I can tell you right now there's 100% zero tobacco in all of our products.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
I don't even know why somebody would think that. They had to be really fucking high.
Yeah, right.
Right?
And so people, sometimes they'll open the cigarettes too, and they'll see the sugar leaf, and they'll say, why are there, leaves and stems in this? And
so people understand, like, sugar leaf, what it is when they're trimming the bud, it's actually the really crystally good part. And a lot of that they actually take and will make hash into it, or really bomb oil and stuff. So it is still exactly the same, mm-hmm. essentially,
yep.
So definitely don't discredit the sugar leaf.
Yeah, not at all.
Absolutely. But let's talk about this one thing. So we launched a while ago with Grizzly. Some cool Hendrix stuff, and was completely honored to have Tori and Boo, two awesome pro skaters that helped rock and rock Jimmy and our t-shirt lines and this and everything else. And I remember when they got to hang out with us, and that was probably about a year and a half ago. I remember Boo specifically telling me that just because he was in an Instagram photo with like a joint or something, he got pulled from some of his sponsors and being on Olympic or what was it exactly, or some kind of team?
I think he was originally, trying out for the Olympic squad for the 2020 Olympics, and everybody is just so like strict on everything. It's their first year and they're doing major drug testing and everything. He got pulled from a big corporate sponsor. I don't know if I should say.
I mean, it doesn't matter. They pulled it anyway.
Yeah, it's Mountain Dew. Lost. And like the thing is, Mountain Dew's
and it wasn't
edgy
even that
company.
It was him smoking. Yeah, they're a very edgy company. Are you
right?
Fucking kidding me? Right.
So
and just he wasn't even smoking in the picture, right? He was like holding a joint or something. Even
it I
wasn't
believe
even like,
so. Yeah, because everybody knew his lifestyle. He's a 420 smoker. He just all day every day. But like
plus, if you go and you skate and you're on these half pipes and you're doing all this shit that you do. It is not that fucking easy. You fall.
We get hurt.
And hurt a lot.
And that
a
and
lot.
The weed helps
a lot
with the recovery.
Then doing an opioid, right?
Oh,
then
most
like
definitely.
Taking oxys or Lortabs because you got all beat up, because that's like your profession. You got to practice. You got to do that stuff. You fucking trying to do some crazy thing up in the air, flipping around, and you miss the skateboard. Well, what comes up comes down, right?
Yeah,
and when you're heavier,
right,
heavier than a skateboard, you're going to fucking feel it when you drop.
I turned my ankle around 2 years ago and had to get a bunch of stuff put in. And I used a lot of oil, actually. It was during my healing process. They were giving me Lortabs like crazy, and I just hated the way it made me feel. I hated how I felt when I'd take one. I'd wake up the next morning and feel like I didn't feel better unless I took another one of those.
Yeah, that's what it is. And your stomach gets all whatever, mm-hmm. and it's like you're not taking it just so you don't. It's like it's not to get better. It's like just because
it
you're
becomes
not
a cigarette at that point.
Or something, like, or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of crazy how I've seen it. It's shout out to everybody who's been able to like get past that, or have good friends or family or anybody who notices that you're in those type of situations and looks out for you. That's for sure.
Exactly.
And definitely all those out there listening, smoking, hanging, and listening to us on Purple Haze Radio. Always remember, we try to put a good energy out there. And hopefully if you do have a friend that's in that type of situation, try to help them out when you can, know?
Support system.
Now, he had a problem with his vendors, but now here's years later, and you yourself, like, they couldn't even really smoke with me on camera or this. It had to be more like a DL type thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're here puffing it up. No fucking problem. You're getting sponsors by a cannabis company.
Yep.
My God, how things are changing.
So
right?
fast. It's crazy.
And you probably had to ask your bigger guys, hey, man, because there's these way crazy people don't understand that even a crazy, what's the one that everybody, Red Bull.
Yeah.
Right? Let's talk about Red Bull, right? Red Bull, where you guys see guys flipping off planes, this, all this fucking, it's all about that sports, athlete, crazy lifestyle. They have morality clauses.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? A lot of these companies literally have what's called a morality clause. So if it doesn't meet their morality standards, you lose your, if you endorse that, let's say,
yeah,
you can jeopardize losing them.
Exactly. And it's crazy, like, the fact that these companies think like that, because they know that skateboarders, like, not to sound like cocky, but we're the ones who, like, set trend styles. We're the ones that a lot of, like, the fashion people follow. And, like, you would think that they would take whatever these people are doing and try and glorify it. But they take something like Boo a couple years ago, and they see him smoking, not even smoking weed, holding a joint.
Yeah, it was like holding a joint.
And you're going to can this kid from all of your, like, ads and everything that you're running with him, and, like, multi-million dollars, like, print ads that you have with him and grocery stores and everything, and just because he's using a medicine that you don't approve of yet.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me.
But your guys, what's your largest, let's say, to you, sponsor?
I have a couple. Key Street Clothing is really big. They're in, like, all the big box stores, like Zoomies, PacSun, and all that.
Shout out to Zoomies.
Yeah.
Got all kinds of good shit there, for sure.
Ethica as well, the underwear company.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
And then Core Water. So that's, like, probably my most corporate one.
Okay, sweet. And all of them, you were like, hey, I want to do this. They're like, no problem.
Yeah, I actually was super nervous going into offices and making the phone calls. I was like, hey, guys, like, I don't want you to look at me as, like, this, like, stupid stoner skater kid, but there's a brand. And literally before I could even finish the sentence, most of their answers were, yo, the world's changed. People are finally starting to see, like, what cannabis is now. It's not looked at like it's a cigarette. It's looked at like it's a helpful, like, tool. And I was like, wow.
That's cool just to actually even hear that.
Yeah, and then the way the way that Island put out my, like, welcome to the team thing was just so professional, and it made it look, give cannabis the right light. It was how cannabis helped me stop smoking cigarettes, how it helps me get over my injuries every year when I hurt myself.
Like, absolutely.
And after I sent it to all those sponsors that I was worried about, the ones that I was worried about the most were the ones that came back with the most positivity.
That was now. Was there anybody that was like, even if it was a small one, were they like, no, and I can't believe you're going to do that?
I honestly didn't have
to
one
a skateboarder.
Person. Yeah,
it wasn't even like, you know, think about who it is, you're like what the profession is, you know?
Right? Yeah, they just look at you like, what's
going on?
I almost think it's a hand in hand thing.
It definitely is,
and I also believe. Not that the herb is any magical thing, but I do believe that it has an essence of spirituality from smoking it.
It puts you in a zone.
Yes, and I believe that is a key component to the success of an athlete, whether you're a skateboarder or anyone, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, like, when I get to the skate park, if I haven't smoked before I skated, I get there and I'm worried about the scooter kid over in the corner. I'm worried about what this kid over here is doing. Did I just land that trick? Does everybody think I'm stupid now because I'm supposed to be a pro and I missed a kickflip?
Do you really get worried about that stuff?
I mean, it's just, like, things in the back of your head.
Sure, sure.
But the second I smoke, the only thing I think about is my board under my feet and how I can learn a new trick, how it makes me feel, like the feeling I get after I've landed a trick that I've been trying and I have been smoking. It's like just this rush of relief that is like I can't compare it to anything. It's crazy.
So the board you brought here today, what's up with that?
So this is one of my pro model skateboards that Civilian Skateboards puts out.
Shout out to Civilian.
It's kind of cool. I helped design it.
And it's got the Island. Was it because of you smoking the Island fucking cigarettes?
I'm just a big palm tree guy.
You pulled the Island. Well, that worked out great for them.
It worked out really well.
Right? You guys were like, yeah, that's fucking cool.
Co-branding before it even happened.
I love it. Subliminally right there.
But it's actually a graphic of, I grew up on a really tiny little small town on a lake up in right
in
on the border
Utah,
of Utah and
I see
Idaho.
The Utah dash CA. And how many are you making of this particular board?
So there's not like a limited run on these ones. This is one of my main pro model graphics, so you can order it anytime when they run out
of
graphics.
Have you tried
to reorder.
See if you can get that in Zoomies or anything, or now you tried a little distribution action? Or?
Yeah, I mean, so the skateboard company that I work with, they have their own distribution center.
Sure. Will they try to pimp that out so people could get it?
Yeah, you can get it pretty much across the states. There's a few international shops in like Spain, Australia, Brazil.
Can somebody go online and get something that like that one if they wanted, or contact you? How would one be able to grab one if they wanted to get one?
Most definitely. You can either go to the Civilian Skateboards Instagram page, or you can go to westcoastskatesupply.com, which is the distribution center. If you're a skate shop, you can order it wholesale. If you're a regular Joe Schmo at home, you can get it retail.
Okay, what's the Joe Schmo, like, what's the retail? What are we talking? The probably realistic, what people who are listening,
I believe,
are going to get to snag it for.
$44.95, okay, which cool. is normally, it's cheaper than what other pros ride. I think like if you were to buy a Tory or a Boo board, they're like $59.99.
Okay, trying to keep the competitive advantage.
Trying to, you know.
And, and speaking of Instagrams, is there a Instagram for Island?
Of course. It's Island Canico, C-A-N-N-C-O.
Okay, and is it Facebook or YouTube or any other ones you want to give a shout out, or Twitter?
We'll keep it at Instagram for now.
We'll keep it at Instagram. Instagram and Ease, E-A-Z-E. Check that out.
And we have a website. It's just island.co, and that's where you can find all the retail
island.co
locations.
And get to figure out what you guys are doing over here in Cali.
Yeah.
Are there different varieties, or are you just doing the blackjack?
Oh, no. We've got all different strains. We've got strain specific for every product, and it's sativa indica hybrid, and we've got CBD in most of our products.
Okay, so do you do one indica, one sativa, one hybrid that you pick, or do you constantly change the bud, or what's the situation with that?
So they're definitely changing.
One at a time, or is it like one indica, one sativa, one hybrid? Is that what
ideally we'd like to have two of each strain to offer?
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
We'd like to keep it somewhat consistent and definitely, you know, the customer's favorite.
Are you guys buying the weed or growing it yourself?
We're sourcing it from some of the top farms in California.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Hell yeah.
All
okay,
throughout.
Cool.
I would say more Northern California.
Kicking in Northern Cali style.
Yes.
Kicking up some good weed from the Northern Cali. Shout out to our Northern Cali growers out there. Absolutely.
Yes.
And Christian, where if somebody wanted to see you, you tour around this, like what's up? What's the next thing we can catch you at?
I'm kind of all over the place, so the best way to reach me is through the Instagram as well.
And then just seeing you're always posting up, hey, I'm performing, or I'm here, or I'm doing that.
Yep, the Instagram stories.
Are there any
gives you
crazy skateboard competitions, let's say, that you try to go after once a year? Is there like a famous one that like a lot of motherfuckers go and try to get some shit? Like, I don't know too much about the skateboarding world, so I'm kind of like,
good.
I'm being inquisitive a little bit.
So I do quite a few. My main contest series that I like to do is the World Cup skateboarding events.
Okay, now explain that. Let's talk about that.
So it's more of an international series. It goes to different countries throughout the year. There's like five stops normally, and it's
okay,
a lot
so
more
let's
international
talk about
database.
Where did you do last time? Where were the five places you rolled to?
So I actually ended up hurting my ankle through half the season, but I did Montreal, and then we did two stops in Brazil.
Ooh.
And I was there for like 2.5 weeks.
How nice is that? Rocking in Brazil.
I was in
Hello to all my Brazilian smoking motherfuckers out there. Ooh. What are you smoking on?
Some black shit, actually. It's
really?
So weird. Yeah, everything
got,
I got down
some
there was
really,
black.
Really, really odd. Like the bud looked black, or was it?
Yeah, so I took photos of it. It was like,
really?
it was so, it there was no green in it at all. It almost looked like a tobacco, but it still had a weed smell to it. It smoked like weed, it tasted like weed, but it was just black. It was so weird.
Wow.
And that's how we got it from everywhere. It was kind of like layered. It was almost like when you hear about Mexican dirt weed that's been pressed.
Sure, absolutely.
It kind of reminded me of that, but it was really, really dark. But it actually got you. I don't know if it was because we were in a different climate and hadn't smoked for a couple days.
Yeah, elevation. Sometimes you're like, ah, you know.
But we got high. I mean, it worked.
That's cool. Where else did you roll to? Have you rolled to, let's say, on these competitions, even in the past?
So we did Panama City one year. That was really cool. We got to go see the
Panama
Canal. Did Bogota, Colombia.
That's cool. Colombia, Bogota.
Yeah, that was cool. And I'm a big coffee fan. So
lived
at the coffee shops.
Oh, God. Right? You can't even, like, that's probably so insane, right?
Oh, my God.
An experience, like, even wherever you go, trying to try that stuff, right?
Yeah, Juan Valdez is like their Starbucks there, and it's just unbelievable.
Oh, is that? Oh. Get the fuck out of here. Do they really have places and it says Juan Valdez on it?
Oh, yeah, everywhere. And it's like a brand. It's crazy.
Shit.
I brought pounds of coffee in package Juan Valdez.
All of you young millennials that are like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What's a Juan Valdez? If you ever watched the movie Bruce Almighty, when he's doing the computer stuff, like answering all the emails to all the prayers, some dude it's a Colombian dude walks up to his window with a donkey and he goes, "Oh, coffee?" And he goes, "Oh, thank you, Juan."
And
I never knew that until I saw that.
He was like the king of coffee, I guess. I don't even know how you fucking explain it.
The godfather almost.
The godfather of the bean. Of the Colombian bean.
So funny. But yeah, so I mean, I've done quite a few like out of country stuff. For some reason, I haven't gotten to hit Europe yet. There's one this year in Tallinn, Estonia that I'm going to hit, Simple Sessions.
Ooh, Estonia.
So that's like on my bucket list for this coming summer. Getting ready to go to Montreal in middle of August for the next
And now weed is legal. So now you get to go there.
Oh my God, I forgot they just did that.
And you get to go to Canada and go walk into a motherfucking place and go buy some shit before you hit the Canadian shit before you get in a competition.
BC buds, I like it.
BC was back, you know, they did rule for when I'm an old motherfucker. Back then is when, before this 9/11 shit, all the bud that came in, all the good bud, when there was just Mexican dirt weed, was either from Cali, from the Emerald Triangle, or from our wonderful BC, all the bud that came in from BC. But the only problem was, is back then, even though it looked crystally and it was bomber than everybody else's weed, they still would like take a bunch of the crystals and sift it so they could like take hash and it wouldn't smell like as good.
Yeah.
So they still would like, people wouldn't realize you get the okie doke on that back in the day. but now we've grown so much weed in the US, it doesn't matter. So shout outs you want to give to any friends, family, anybody? Both you guys?
Go ahead, Erica.
Erica?
I mean, thank you guys for having me. I don't know if there's any island followers on the Purple Haze Radio, but if there is, then shout out to all of you.
Even if there isn't, they're going to be.
Yeah,
when they start hearing about
ones.
Bomb-ass weed cigarettes that they get to smoke when they come to Cali, I bet you they're going to fucking try it for
yes,
sure.
Yes, and let us know. We love to hear all the feedback, so let us know what you think.
Yeah,
if you don't
sure.
like it, let us know why you didn't like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're
absolutely.
Always looking to improve our products.
Always
so.
Got to improve, man. You always got to get the next version. And Christian, any shout outs, any family members or friends or anybody out there?
Yeah, shout out to my mom, my little brother. My mom's going through a tough time. We just unfortunately lost our longtime family dog. And so she's a little upset. So I want to give a shout out to my mom.
Yeah, man.
It'll get better.
Yeah, for
good.
Sure. A pet is just as much as, you know.
I mean, I brought my son with me.
Yeah,
I'm surprised
absolutely.
Erica didn't have hers, actually.
Yeah, he's been chilling like a villain. He's like, yo, I like this place. Let's go smoke some weed, go hang out, go get some nachos, something.
Yep, he's a little stoner dog for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. You could tell, man. Does he rolls with you when you're skateboarding and this, everything? So,
yeah.
You know how they have those, like that dog that rolls on a skateboard? Do you ever think to try to, like.
I've been trying to teach him, actually.
You have, really?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
I had an old English bulldog.
I was
going to
say, there's no way you haven't had him on a skateboard.
say,
absolutely no way.
That'd be fun as fuck.
He
absolutely.
Likes when I carry him. He likes when we cruise down the road and I just carry him. That's like his favorite so far, but I'm trying to get him like on the board. My old bulldog that I actually had him trained to where he would skate and he'd roll in the skate park with me. He'd chase
me. So you
me.
Had one that actually could do that.
Yeah, I'll pull up the video for you.
No way. That is absolutely, absolutely fucking wild.
It's
that's
crazy
pretty,
the reactions you
cool.
get from it. Either people instantly think bulldog and they're like, oh, so he can skateboard, right? And you're like, not everyone can. Or they see him and they're like, there's
it's
no way.
Just
it's
a
just
a genetic
one.
Trait
right.
of the English
they're
bulldog.
They're born with it.
Yeah. The Frenchie's a little harder, but he's
I just think it's a size thing too. And probably like a little weight and balance. It looks like that type of a dog would be like a great size
I think
for
it's
doing it.
You
know?
You keep all your weight forward on a skateboard and all these bulldogs have big old heads and little bodies, so I think the weight stays forward on them and it just works.
Yeah, dude.
So
absolutely.
Funny.
That is fucking wild. So we're going to be wrapping up the show. Thank you guys, man, for you know so much for coming on and hanging out with us on the Wake and Bake show. And then all you guys out there listening to Purple Haze Radio, catch all the different cannabis talk shows we have at 4:20 a.m., 7:10 a.m., high noon, other times during the day, and check out our oil hour during the 7:10 p.m. on Pacific time, where we got all kinds of live concerts and shows. And different variety of things we have on our cannabis lifestyle radio station. You guys got anybody else before we jam out say anything to?
I do want to shout out to my team is crushing it. They're working their booties off right now out there.
On the island team. And just remember, no matter where you are, even if you're having a bad day, somebody bugging you, even someone on your team saying, just bugging the shit out of you. Just remember, at some point in time, you're going to get to go home or get a break from work, and you get to smoke some weed. My name is Andrew Pizzicalo, CEO of Purple Haze Properties and Purple Haze Radio. You guys have a wonderful day. Peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.